The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some people told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with the blood of their sacrifices. He said to them in reply, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were greater sinners than all other Galileans? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. Or those 18 people who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than everyone else who lived in Jerusalem? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did." And he told them this parable. There once was a person who had a fig tree planted in his orchard. And when he came in search of fruit on it but found none, he said to the gardener, "For 3 years now I have come in search of fruit on this fig tree but have found none. So cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil?" He said to him in reply, "Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. It may bear fruit in the future. If not, you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord. If you have a fruit tree in your front yard or backyard, you expect that tree to give fruit. It's enough that the tree is healthy and big and strong and has beautiful leaves. You want fruit. And that's what God expects from each one of us. What's the fruit that God wants from us? In the first reading, St. Paul tells us the fruit that God wants from us. He says, "He gave some as apostles, others as prophets, others as evangelists, others as pastors and teachers, to equip the holy ones for the work of mystery, for building up the body of Christ." Equipping people for the work of ministry so you can build up the body of Christ. That's the fruit that God expects from us. Building the body of Christ, equipping our children, our teenagers, our adults, young adults, seniors, all those who belong to God's family, prepare him to do the work of Christ. Build up his body. Strengthen the faith of those members of the family of God. That's the fruit that matters to God. And just like the gardener said, "Let me water it and fertilize it and take care of it," God also is involved in the process of us bearing these fruits through the graces we receive through the sacraments and the Eucharist and the sacrament of reconciliation. Because a lot of times we take those gifts that God has given us and we use them to build ourselves, not the body of Christ. Not that that's bad, but that's not enough. Because that's not going to get us to heaven. What will get us to heaven, are we living as disciples of Jesus Christ? Are we spreading the good news? Are we helping others to grow in their faith, to strengthen their faith, and start giving fruit? That's how we live our discipleship. That's what will get us to heaven. Continuing the work of Jesus. Jesus did not, use his powers to build a bigger house to live in or to have nice vacations or drive they didn't have cars, the best camels or horses at his time. He gave all that he has, his life, for us to bring us to salvation so we can have that opportunity to one day be with him in heaven. The reading also reminds us that there is a time limit for how long we can do this. And that's Jesus' call to repent. There is a limit when we don't have that opportunity anymore. And that's what the gardener said, give me a year and then I'll cut it down. God has given us this opportunity, our life in this world, to bear fruit for him. Can you recognize that fruit in your life?